Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. The British government says it plans to begin rolling out Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine at the beginning of next week. The Pfizer shot, developed alongside German partner BioNTech, has won emergency use authorization in the UK, making it the first country in the world to approve a coronavirus vaccine. Pfizer's vaccine and one developed by Moderna are set to be reviewed by the U.S. this month, and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has released its guidelines for the vaccine's distribution once one becomes available in the U.S. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports on the advisory group's decision to recommend that states prioritize healthcare workers and residents of long-term care facilities in the initial rollout.
The CDC estimates that most people in the high-priority groups could be fully vaccinated by early next year if a vaccine is authorized by the FDA by mid-December. Once it's approved, the federal government will send vaccine supplies to each state based on population. The advisory group is also expected to make recommendations for priority groups in the next phases, which would include essential workers and older adults.
To Capitol Hill now, where Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says it's important to take up a coronavirus relief bill in the lame duck session of Congress that President Trump will sign.
Leader McCarthy and I have been in discussions with the Secretary of the Treasury and the President's Chief of Staff to try to ascertain what the President would actually sign into law. And I think we have a sense of what that is.
McConnell says he's largely sticking with a scaled-back bill that has already failed twice this fall. He unveiled his plan after a group of moderate senators tried to revive talks with their own more than $900 billion proposal. McConnell's plan is smaller and does not include money for state and local aid, a key Democratic initiative. China says its robotic probe that successfully landed on the surface of the moon has collected its first samples of lunar rock. NPR's Jeff Bromfield reports on the plan to return the samples to Earth.
The probe touched down on a region of the moon that is relatively young. The goal is to collect samples from the site and then return them to Earth in a sealed container so they can be analyzed by scientists here. Ye Quanji of the University of Maryland says it would be a big step for China's space program.
It will be the first sample return mission of the country. It's a pretty ambitious program.
Only the U.S. and Russia have previously been able to return samples from the moon, and neither country has done so in more than 40 years. The exact timeline of this mission is not public, but if successful, a return to Earth is expected sometime towards the middle of the month. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News. President Trump is threatening to veto a major defense policy bill unless lawmakers eliminate a federal law that shields tech companies such as Facebook and Twitter. Trump tweeted Tuesday night saying that Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act is a threat to national security and election integrity. Section 230 shields internet companies from being held liable for material posted by users. Attorney General William Barr contradicting President Trump's claims that the election was stolen. In an interview with the Associated Press, Barr said the Justice Department has not uncovered evidence of widespread voter fraud and has nothing that would change the outcome of the presidential election. Trump's legal team is pushing back, saying there has not been any semblance of a Justice Department investigation. The Oscar-nominated actor Elliot Page, formerly known as Ellen Page, has publicly announced he is transgender and non-binary. Here's NPR's Mandalito Barco.
Page was nominated for an Oscar for starring as a teenage girl in the 2007 film Juno.
I mean, I'm already pregnant, so what other kind of shenanigans can I get into?
Page also stars in the Netflix show The Umbrella Academy. Now he's posted a letter on Twitter and Instagram announcing new pronouns, he, they, and a new name, Elliot. I can't begin to express how remarkable it feels to finally love who I am enough to pursue my authentic self, read the announcement. Hundreds of thousands of online followers expressed support for Page, who added he's scared because discrimination towards transgender people is, quote, rife, insidious, and cruel, resulting in horrific consequences. Mandalit del Barco, NPR News.
I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.